It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You know, history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, you go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to start going back all the time.
Ryan Poles talking about the quarterback situation and where the Bears have been. And look, we're gonna test ourselves over this next half hour to discussing this, because I knew that you were going to be hosting the show, and Jason Leisure is here. Spiegs is off today. He will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I was out this morning for a walk in Hyde Park. I was walking down 53rd Street. It's a chamber of commerce day today.
That's awesome.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Awesome. And the forecast for like the next 10 days is pretty much the same.
At a time when, by the way, once it hits October here, if you get 55 and sunny, you're happy.
Usually, I mean, wasn't it last year the first snowfall was Halloween?
I've seen snow in October.
Yeah. I think it was
in May.
And it was substantial.
Yeah.
Sometimes it snows in April.
I mean, you take 55 and sunny this time of year is my point. And
for
you're
sure.
You're getting way better than that.
You're getting beyond that. Yeah. So I wanted to get a little bit of sunshine awesome. In before I walked into the studio. And knowing that you were going to be here and the conversations that we've had about quarterback, I brought it up in the group chat that we should discuss this. You've dealt with the idea of quarterbacks being brought in and what the level of expectation is, and how you go from A to B to hopefully to D to E to F. You've seen this with Mitch Trubisky. You've seen this with Justin Fields, and now you're experiencing it with Caleb Williams. You also saw it when you were covering the Dolphins. I want to try and explore this with the entire group, the whole show, plus the mob on this. The idea of how this works for everyone. Mm-hmm. What it's like for the organization, what it's like for teammates, what it's like for Caleb himself, what it's like for those of us that talk about this for a living, what it's like for the people who are asking the questions that are representing the fans, and what it's like for the fans themselves to go through these cycles of, did we get the quarterback right? And wondering week to week if you're going to get the answer to that question.
It's brutal here. I think it is unique here. And I grew up here, so I totally understand it. I think we went through some of this just last season with Tyson Bagent playing, where there's just this whiplash from week to week of Justin's the guy. Oh, no, Tyson Bagent's the guy. Oh, I don't like Tyson Bagent. Oh, we didn't need to trade Justin. Oh, keep Justin, trade the draft. Every week it is so the reaction is so extreme. And there's a reason for that. It's because of what you've been through. It's because you're so desperate for one of these guys to finally be the guy. And I remember going up last year to do a story on Jordan Love and talking to one of the Green Bay beat writers and asking him, because if you remember, if you're listening, maybe you're not, you know, versed on all of Jordan Love's season from last year. It was pretty bad that first half, other than when he came in here and looked awesome. Week one, day one.
Then he went on a stretch where he had 22 touchdowns and one interception.
At the end, the second half of the season, he was excellent. And I remember asking one of their beat writers, you know, what was the temperature in Green Bay when things were not going well for Jordan Love. How did they react? Because I'm curious about that reaction versus the way quarterbacks are reacted to here. And he said there was a lot of patience. There was a lot of confidence that this guy was going to be good because they'd seen it happen before. They'd seen it with Rodgers. They'd seen it with Favre. There wasn't all of this history of building up your hopes only to have them cut down pretty fast and on to the next guy. There was much more patience up there for that in the fan base, I think, than there would have been here. And we're kind of going through a little bit of that right now, where Caleb Williams in a vacuum as a rookie is off to an okay start. He's probably about on track toward he's growing. It's been incremental growth. I think a lot of us, including the reporters, including me, and including his teammates, and including Caleb Williams himself, who has had a Tiger Woods-like upbringing in terms of his immersion in his sport since age 9, expected him to be a lot better, a lot faster. We're already in week five, and we can already say, oh, I thought this would be coming along faster. You don't normally say that about any rookie quarterback.
I think that's kind of the interesting part of all of this. And I think that it led to some of the tribalism that ended up happening last year, whether we're talking about Fields versus Bagent, Fields plus Picks versus Caleb, where people want it so badly. They want it so badly that you're trying to figure out if you're seeing it week to week. I've been trying to figure out if that's healthy for any of us.
No. Oh, gosh, no. Do you have your answer yet? Because it's no.
Okay. Why do you say it's no?
Oh, no, it's ridiculous because these guys need time. And we all know it's just sports. We all know it's just a TV show that we watch on Sundays. But everybody has so much invested emotionally and in their time with the Bears. It means a lot when things are – I've been trying to explain this to my kids because my kids are young enough that they've never experienced this, that if the Bears get good, you guys don't even know what that's going to be like here. It's going to be like every weekend is a party.
It's Christmas.
We've seen it happen a couple times in our lives. I mean, you and me.
Yeah.
Not in a while, but it takes over. And you just – to ride the highs and lows so turbulently is probably not – good for anybody. It's tough that you can't sit here and say outright, Caleb Williams is off to a decent start. He's kind of on the right path. Let's see where it goes. Now, part of that, it's a unique situation because the rest of the team is built to win now. So there's a really interesting clash of perspectives when you have a team that has otherwise been set up to win now and a rookie quarterback who's going to need a little time.
One of the things that I kind of felt was important in the draft process, the pre-draft process, is us talking about it was trying to be fair to Caleb because the idea of instant stardom, it's rare for rookie quarterbacks. And I know people saw it with CJ Stroud. They saw it and they were like, okay. This is the guy that has the better draft profile than the guy that I just saw become a star after week two of the season last year.
Also, you know who else said that? Caleb.
Caleb said that. I am not surprised by that. You know, like, so I wanted to be fair to him and be like, he's going to. I say this all the time. Chris Carter said this to me. And I'm glad he said it to me, and it puts everything into perspective. I'll tell you the story because I don't think I've told you the story. I'm doing the show from the Hall of Fame when Brian Urlacher got inducted. So we're in one of the hotel lobbies, so everyone's like walking by, like luminaries of the game. BMAC, Brendan McCaffrey, who works for Sirius NFL Radio now, he used to be the producer here. We're in a break. And we're going over Johnny Manziel's line as he's playing in the CFL. And that night he threw like 4 interceptions or something ridiculous. And I was like, man, like this is not good. Chris Carter heard us talking as he was walking by. And he just looked over and he went, football is hard. And he just kept walking. And that's the part where I want people to understand that. But that has a life, a shelf life too. Because I think that a lot of us looked at Justin and go, that situation, football is hard. That situation wasn't great. And things still weren't moving in the right direction. So you start asking the questions of, when do you know? When do you cut bait? When are you supposed to say, no, you've made the decision? For example, the situation in Carolina. That seems extreme. And it seems extremely too early to make a choice like that. Yet, here we are. Now, here's the thing. There's another part to this discussion that I want to add. And it has to do with comparison. Because there was an award given out today for another rookie quarterback. And I think that it both helps and hurts inside of this discussion. I'll explain what I mean. We will discuss it further. You want to text us with your thoughts on it? You want to hit us up inside the Twitch stream? Feel free. It's Spiegel and Holmes. Jason Leisure sitting in for Spiegs here on The Score. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.